Loving God, thank you for being with us as our mother and father, and thank you for loving us as much as you died. Please open our eyes, ears, and spirit. So let us hear your voice and feel your incredible love towards us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. As we all know, today is Mother's Day. And at the same time, according to the church lectionary, today is the fifth Sunday of Easter and Festival of the Christian Home Day. Did you know that? So today is a very meaningful day. So this morning, I want to think about the meaning of home or Christian home and mother as reflecting on John 14, verse 1 through 14. Home, sweet home. When you hear the word home, many of you may think about your family or happy memories at your home. And you may feel like comfort and peace. What about mom? When you hear the word mom or mother, what do you feel? What image or what feelings are coming to your mind? Maybe love or comfort, like sweet home. I think I feel similar feeling from my mom and home. My mom is like my sweet home, and when I imagine my sweet home in my childhood, my mom was always there. If you are with your mother or if you are at your sweet home as listening this sermon now, you are so lucky. You are so blessed. But some of you may not be with your mom or may not be at your house for many reasons, like me. For me, I'm preaching at my new home, Parsonage in Waldwick now, but I'm not with my mom, and I cannot be in my original home as well. Some of you may know that I planned to visit my hometown in South Korea last month, April, because I have not visited my parents for 5 years. And we had a plan to have my father's 70th birthday party there. But, you know, unfortunately, I should cancel the plane ticket because of COVID-19. My expectation, dream, and hope to see my mother and father and to gather with my whole family and to walk around my old house, etc., were all ruined. I was so sad and frustrated. Not only me, but also my mother, father, and my siblings' families were so sad and so missed my kids, my husband, and me very much. Well, although my plan to visit my parents in my hometown was canceled and changed for a while, as I imagining and missing my parents and my original home, I could have a time to remember my childhood memories about my mom, family, friends, and my church life as well. And I felt warm heart and love, comfort, and happiness in my heart. Brothers and sisters, I'm sure our church should be like this sweet home for us, for all Christians. I hope our church, Waldwick UMC, can be your sweet home. And our God is like our mom, who is love, comfort, peace and our refuge for all of us. Do you feel like God is like your mom and our church is your sweet home? I hope you feel like that. Today's scripture says that God, our Father's house, has many rooms, and Jesus is going to prepare a place for us. So if we have no place to go or return, we can go to our father's or mother's house. And when we have any trouble, or when we feel like fear or anxiety, we can come to our father and mother to be comforted in his or her arms. How thankful it is. Actually, in our gospel lesson for this morning, the disciples are gathered together with Jesus on the last Thursday night of his life. He has washed their feet and given them a new command, like, love one another, as I have loved you, so you must love one another. He has foretold that Judas will betray him, and sure enough, Judas has slipped out into the night. Jesus has told his disciples that he will be with them just a little longer, and that where he is going, there cannot come. He has also predicted Peter's denial. No wonder the disciples are troubled, because their beloved teacher and friend, their hero, their leader, is leaving them. In this situation, Jesus told, "Do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believes also in me. My Father's house has many rooms." And verse 3, "If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." And verse 6, Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus comforts his disciples like a mom. Always comfort her children when they are afraid or have any troubles. Let me share one story that Karen Young, who lives in Texas, shared in Upper Room. 3 days before Thanksgiving, I was feeling the full effect of my chemotherapy treatment. My mother called, full of excitement that my husband and I were coming home for the holiday. I told her how awful I felt. But she told me she would prepare my room for me and give me the best medicine in the world, a mother's love. 2 days later, my brother called me to tell me that mother had died in her sleep. When I arrived at my parents' house, I found my room fully prepared, just as my mother had promised. In the kitchen, the ingredients were set out to make my favorite pies. My mother's last act on earth were finding ways to comfort me as I endured my battle with cancer. Brothers and sisters, in today's reading, as Jesus was about to face a horrible death, he reassured his followers that he would prepare a room for them. Our parents' love for us can be a reminder of the loving sacrifice Jesus made for us. And I'm sure our God as father and mother and Jesus are fully preparing our rooms with love, comfort, and lots of blessings. Even in this earth, God is trying to comfort us every day. When we worry about COVID-19, our family members or church members' safety and health, and worry about all our financial problems, economic slowdown, climate change, and many other worries and troubles, God comes to us and gives us peace and comfort in our heart, as saying, "Don't be afraid, I'm with you." God knows our troubled heart and says that we just need to believe in Him through Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. Through Him, we can come to our God as our mom and dad, and we can stay in the safe place, the refuge, the shelter with God. Brothers and sisters, I hope and pray that all you can feel true comfort and peace in God and in God's house, World Week Church. Like our moms embrace us with a big warm hug in our own sweet home. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, thank you for your love, grace, and care for all of us. Thank you for giving us a loving mom and sweet home for us, although some of us don't have them now for many reasons. To them, please give your comfort and peace in their heart, Lord. O Lord, let us believe in Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. And let us go through the way to God's house, which is our refuge and shelter. Also help our church to be our sweet home, refuge and shelter, where we can want to go and stay. And help to stop COVID-19 and help us return to our church for worship and praise you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life, we pray. Amen.